Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. I'm so struck by the readings. It's always in all the readings, but I'm just particularly struck over this last week how clearly we see what God is calling us to and what God is imparting grace to us. Grace is God sharing himself with us to give us the strength and the wisdom we need to carry out his will. How much he desires to give us. And so often we slip into a kind of complacency and a kind of, well, you know, I go to church every Sunday and I go to confession a couple times a year and I give money to this and I serve at the parish in this way. And so therefore, I'm okay. But brothers and sisters, in one level, those are but tokens. What matters is what happens in our heart. Am I more and more converted to the Lord? As the days, the weeks, the months, the years go by, am I more converted to the Lord? Am I desiring to follow him more? Am I seeking him, or am I just content to do what we have to do, and somehow that'll get me to heaven? What God is looking for is a clear decision by each of us, every one of us, to say, Lord, I want to follow you with my whole heart, my whole mind, my whole strength. I need you to lead me and guide me, and I will do my best to say yes to what you ask of me, and I'll just repent when I fail. Is it that clear cut for you? It needs to be. We need to be in a place where we have clearly declared that the Son of God is my Savior, that God in heaven is my Father, that I have been given of his Spirit to carry me through this life, revealing him to others as he chooses through me, and to render an account when I stand before him, and then to have an eternity of joy. This is the testing ground. This is the preparation ground. How are you looking at life? Are you looking at this life as the be-all and the end-all of everything? It isn't. It's but the beginning. This life is just the beginning of eternity. But an eternity where every tear will be wiped away. And there will be no more mourning or sorrow or pain or death anymore. For the old order, says God, will have passed away, and all things will be new. That's what he has for us. So come, let's run the race together. Let's come and open our hearts and our souls, our minds and our spirits even more to the living God today, to say yes to him today. Book of Genesis, we continue with the wonderful time each year to review God's creation of us. Chapter 4, verses 1 to 15, and then verse 25. The man had relations with his wife Eve, and she conceived and bore Cain, saying, I have produced a man with the help of the Lord. Next she bore his brother, Abel. Abel became a keeper of flocks, and Cain a tiller of the soil. In the course of time, Cain brought an offering to the Lord from the fruit of the soil, while Abel, for his part, brought one of the best firstlings of his flock. The Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering, but on Cain and his offering he did not. Why? Because Cain wasn't offering something with a pure heart. He wasn't offering the best of what he had. Think about that. Do you offer God the best? It just says Cain brought an offering from the fruit of the soil, while Abel, for his part, brought one of the best firstlings of his flock. And the Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering, but on Cain and his offering he did not. Cain greatly resented this, becomes jealous. Instead of looking at himself and saying, "What am I doing wrong?" he blames it. He wants to put the blame elsewhere. Cain greatly resented this and was crestfallen. So the Lord said to Cain, "Why are you so resentful and crestfallen? If you do well, you can hold up your head. But if not, sin is a demon lurking at the door. His urge is toward you, yet you can be his master." Isn't that true for all of us? Sin lurks at our door all the time. The enemy really wants us to follow him. He wants to lead us deeper in sin. Yet God says, you can be his master. You can master the enemy, not by your own strength, but by your dependence upon God, about calling on all the graces of baptism and confirmation. You can conquer him. Not yourself, but God's work in you can conquer him. Cain said to his brother Abel, "Let's go out into the field." When they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. Look what jealousy can lead you to. Then the Lord asked Cain, "Where's your brother Abel?" And he answered, "I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper?" And the Lord then said, "What have you done? Listen, your brother's blood cries out to me from the soil. Therefore, you shall be banned from the soil that opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. If you till the soil, it shall no longer give you its produce. You shall become a restless wanderer on the earth." Cain said to the Lord, "My punishment is too great to bear. Since you have now banished me from the soil and I must avoid your presence and become a restless wanderer on the earth, anyone may kill me at sight." "Not so," the Lord said to him. "If anyone kills Cain, Cain shall be avenged sevenfold." So the Lord put a mark on Cain, lest anyone should kill him at sight. So Cain's in a very difficult position, but the Lord does not allow him to be destroyed. Think about that. Adam again had relations with his wife, and she gave birth to a son whom she called Seth. "God has granted me more offspring in place of Abel," she said, "because Cain slew him." Cain was consumed by jealousy. Cain had a choice to make. Was he going to follow that path, or was he going to turn back and be his brother? Was he going to be a brother? Was he going to compliment his brother? Or was he going to be jealous and stew in it and want to be a murderer? He wanted to destroy what had offended him. Look at the pride in that. And yet, we're all capable of that. Every single one of us is capable. Oh, brothers and sisters, let's take a look at our heart. Hold up before ourselves the jealousy we carry, the envy, the desire to destroy, at least to disrupt, the desire to put down, because our pride is hurt. Let's take a look at that and just give it to God. Ask him to consume it in the fire of his sacred heart. And then trust God who loves you. Trust him to bring good to your life when you decide to turn away from jealousy and envy and pride, arrogance, all those things that disrupt and divide and destroy relationships. God wants you free. Psalm 50, offer to God a sacrifice of praise. That's what we do in our every thought, word, and action. We can give God a sacrifice of praise, or we can choose to go in the opposite direction. Question is, what choice are we going to make? Don't just drift. I've said it, I don't know how many times in just the last couple of days, but you cannot drift into heaven. It won't work. You need to make some choices and decisions. Some of you need to get on new paths. Some of you need to turn back and get on the path that you once walked. Get on the right path that's going to lead you safely home to God. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 8, verses 11 to 13. The Pharisees came forward and began to argue with Jesus, seeking from him a sign from heaven to test him. They were always questioning him, always checking him out, testing him against this rule and this law and this word, etc. They were always after seeking to destroy him, seeking to undermine him, seeking to trip him up all the time. And he sighed from the depth of his spirit. Can you imagine what that was like? He sighed from the depth of his spirit. You know, just down to the marrow of your bones, you're weary of this. Why does this generation seek a sign? Amen, I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation. Then he left them, got into the boat again, and went off to the other shore. Jesus was weary of them because they were always seeking to trip him up, always wanting to argue when he's offering them life. He's offering them the fullness of life. He's offering them the fullness of truth and goodness and beauty. And they pick at his words. There's nothing like that to wear you down, to grind you down to nothing. And yet, brothers and sisters, it's what you and I often do with God. We might not do it quite as obviously as the Pharisees do, but there are times when we question God. Now, it's fine to talk to God and say, I don't understand this. Can you help me to understand this? That's fine. That's perfectly fine. But to start saying to the Lord, well, I think I know as well as you do, or you don't understand this situation. If you understood the situation, you would see things the way I do. Da-da-da-da-da. It's always me, me, me. We're so proud and arrogant that we even think sometimes we can argue with God, and we do. God doesn't mind the questions that seek for deeper understanding. God doesn't mind the concerns when we come to him and say, Lord, I'm in an awful dilemma. I can't see what you're doing here. I don't know how to support what you're doing here because I don't understand. Help me. That's fine. That's different. And putting your nose in the air and saying, I'm going to do it the way I think it should be done. So brothers and sisters, I think as you read this gospel today and read the sections around these verses, because this is only verses 11 to 13 of chapter 8, but read the context, read around these verses. Jesus is weary of their attacks and their questions, because their heart isn't right. They're not genuinely seeking answers. They're genuinely trying to destroy him. They're one-upmanship. They're always trying to get the better of him, and they can't, and that infuriates them. And so they attack even more harshly. And here is Jesus seeking to give them life, seeking to offer them everything that is beautiful and good and true. And they reject him out of their own pride. May we not be found in that position. And it's very easy to do so. God, strengthen us in humility to seek you and to love you with our whole hearts. God bless you. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.